It is decaf week on the Coffee Hour. In studio, it's the Andy and Andrew Coffee Hour this morning.
Don't Friday. Get us confused. Which one's which? I know what my wife would say, by the way.
Which one is Andy?
Yeah. That's all you.
That's all me. You. Did you ever go by Andy?
You know what? Actually, my grandma calls me that, and I absolutely love that. And so does my wife. She loves that my grandmother calls me that, but everybody else, no.
Calls you Andrew?
Yeah.
Andrew Fondo, Assistant Vice President for Product Strategy with Concordia Plant Services, also known as my better replacement, the replacement that's better than me when I'm gone. But I'm here today. So
It was one time, Andy, and I was wearing my lucky socks.
Friday the 13th. I really enjoyed that conversation with Dr. Bennett.
I thought that was fascinating.
Good stuff. That guy is sharp. And I can't imagine some of the things that he has seen, some of the things that he's witnessed. As you got to read his books to really get a better understanding of the gravity of the things that he's seen and the things that he's studied. You know, as I can't remember if this was on the air or off the air, that he mentioned that his plan was to study conversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he did say that.
He ended up learning a lot more about demon possession and spiritual warfare when he went to study that. You know what I'm doing right now?
I remember that you have these little just questions. Is that what it is?
Random questions. Yes. The jar of random questions.
Wow.
As I like to call today's segment, Blame It on Casual Friday.
Which means you're totally prepared is what that means, right?
Hey, I have talking points.
Oh, right, great.
That have absolutely no bearing on this conversation today. Random question from the jar of random questions. Two questions, actually. This is a two for one.
Okay.
It has to do with spelling here, too.
Oh, man.
Favorite dessert. Favorite desert. Two for one. Favorite dessert and favorite desert.
Favorite dessert is really easy for me because I absolutely love ice cream.
Yeah.
And so the if I could just get one thing every day for dessert, it would be a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Oh, I love those things. Just fantastic. Good thing I don't have one every day.
True confessions. Have you ever just when you're out by yourself, picked one up and eaten the entire thing?
I have not. Self-control.
Wow.
Better. Now, I will tell you.
That would be horrible considering your vocation, your full-time work.
When I was younger in grade school, I would go to the soda fountain in our town almost every day. And I would have what was called at that time a Gina's guilty conscience. So Gina was the owner of this place, and it was a brownie with ice cream, of which I changed the flavor from vanilla to cookie dough and hot fudge. Oh, man. I'm telling you, it was at least 3 days a week, if not more.
Wow. You know, in college, they talk about the freshman 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never gained the freshman 15, but I ate like it.
Yeah, well.
I ate like there, and this was also how I found out I had a whole sensitivity to sugar and the blood sugar issue was, at Concordia Chicago, back in the day, we had the make your own waffle station. It was placed right next to the soft serve ice cream station. So I assumed that they were supposed to go together.
which they do, right?
So make your own Belgian waffle, smother it in soft serve chocolate ice cream and some hot fudge and chocolate chips.
There's a place right here in Maplewood, actually.
Really?
That does this. They make a waffle right in front of you. They take this homemade ice cream, boom, put them together into a sandwich. Man, unbelievable.
It was delicious, but I paid for it dearly.
Not nutritious, right? Usually delicious and nutritious not going together in this setting.
Well, it was the sugar and the carbs that nearly
So what about you, though?
Well, you didn't answer the second question. You were trying to avoid the question. I was trying to avoid that. Favorite dessert.
That's just, I don't even know where to go with that. I mean, did you come up with this?
I will not reveal who wrote the questions for the jar of random questions.
Somebody enjoys the desert? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Do you not have a favorite desert?
No, I really don't. I would rather be in the woods with some trees rather than out, you know.
I do like trees. Totally random fact that I learned this week.
Please.
When it comes to forest. Tamarack. Looks like an evergreen. Mm-hmm. It's conifer. Not an evergreen. It's decidedly deciduous.
You know, those are all over in Minnesota where I grew up, and you'd think that I would know that. I'm sure I did at one point in time, but...
Also called a larch, I think.
I know it is.
Tamarack tree, larch. Yes. Looks like an evergreen. It's a conifer. It is deciduous.
Who told you
that? There you go. Learned it from a kid's song.
All right, so now on
There's
to you.
There's a little bit of knowledge to help you when you're in the forest. You've been traveling a lot recently at some district conventions.
Was up at the Minnesota North District Convention, actually. Had a great time up there. Was able to see my
Say
family.
Say it like a true Minnesotan, please.
Minnesota?
Yeah. Oh, almost.
Almost, yeah. I've been away for quite some time.
Yeah, you're kind of losing your accent. Yeah. So you were at the Minnesota North Convention.
Right.
What do you learn when you're out on visits like this, when you're at conventions?
You know, the one thing that you can see is just the relationships that people have with one another, who everybody knows, and how quickly you can get back to somebody that you know. real quick. It's not hard for me in Minnesota North, but if we go all the way to Florida, Georgia district, where I've spent some time as well, quickly you run into people that you just make connections and go, oh yeah, I know so-and-so. And it's, you know, one removed from you as to who they know. And you also learn that very easily in our church body, we have the best theologians out there. I mean, it's incredible. The fact that, you know, nobody goes through our seminaries without truly understanding the original text is just amazing.
You ran into one of our regular theologians here, one of our regular guests, when you were in Minnesota.
Well, if you're referring to Reverend Neuer up there, he's the regional vice president up there, and he is a good brother, and he did a fantastic job of devotions one evening there, and actually played Peter. So he told me, he said, you are going to meet a 2,000-year-old theologian, and he dressed the part and did a fantastic job. And really, I think as my father put it, next time maybe he could bring a little more passion to the audience, which was complete sarcasm because he lacks nothing in that department.
Right. His greetings are always so warm when he saw you. Was it, oh, brother Andrew?
Yes, and a big hug. Yeah. And how blessed he is, and he just is a fine individual.
Totally changing the topic, but sure. But I can do that because that's my job.
And it's Casual Friday.
So. Blame it on Casual Friday. Yes. We only have 2 minutes left, but next week, busy, fun week here at KFUO. You know what next Thursday is, right?
Yes, it is. Next Thursday is the time when all of the listeners out there get to give back to KFUO through the Share-a-thon, and I'm really excited about that.
Well, to join with us. Yes. I mean, we have this privilege of telling the good news of Christ for you, and we get to do it anywhere, anytime. I mean, you can listen anywhere, anytime. So join your voice with ours and join us for Share-a-thon next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 19th, 20th, and 21st. Why are you? I know you're a day sponsor.
And we'll your continue. Lovely bride. Yeah, we will continue. Absolutely. This is so important to us. One, because I do travel a lot, and so I'm able to connect back to the word while I travel. I miss chapel during that time when I travel, but now I don't. because you have it live streaming right there, and I can use my phone to listen to it while I travel. The other part too is it also connects my family. So I've got grandmothers that listen live right on their.
Are they listening right now?
I believe that I've got my Grandma Gellerman listening right now.
Good morning, Grandma Gellerman.
Yes, and I think from Wisconsin. So she listens, and it's. It's just a fantastic ministry that's going on here and really important to sharing the good news that we all have.
Amen. We are so grateful that we get to be a part of, I mean, as I reflected when I joined the team here about 5 years ago, started reflecting on the legacy that we have been blessed with, the opportunity to tell this good news. Now 93 years.
Wow.
On the air. And then, you know, also adopting these new technologies, looking at what's coming down the road. And there's some cool stuff coming in the next year I'm excited about. Andrew, thanks for coming over to the studio today.
Thank you,
Andy. Blame it on Casual Friday.
Good luck Monday. Last day for you without Sarah.
She's coming back. That'll be great.
Woo. Wow.
It'll be a little more caffeine in the studio. Well, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
That does it for the Coffee Hour this week. I'm Andy Bates. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.